You will probably be aware that Norwich Castle is being restored, with funding to the tune of over £13 million. The Royal Palace Reborn project aims to take us back 900 years, reflecting how the castle looked in Norman times. Mark talks to Hannah Jackson, the project manager, to find out how the work is getting on.
Hello there, this is Mark. I'm with Hannah Jackson. Hannah works for Norfolk Museum Service and is the project manager for the Castle Royal Castle Reborn project. I hope that's correct, is it, Hannah?
Yes, that's it. It's our big transformation of Norwich Castles.
Brilliant, lovely.
Set the clock back about 900 years.
Fantastic. Well, welcome to Chatterbox and thank you for talking to us for our Chatter Round audio magazine today. Now, visitors may have noticed that part of the Castle Museum in Norwich is closed, and if you look across the skyline for Norwich, you've got lots of cranes and you've got builders in doing quite a lot of work, and I believe you're spending something like £13.5 million on reforming and kind of restoring the castle to what it was before Victorian times, I believe. That's right. So could you tell us a little bit about the kind of the aim of the project, please, Hannah?
Yeah, that's absolutely right, Mark. So we've got our tower crane up above the castle keep, and although the art galleries and natural history displays and many of our other exhibits at Norwich Castle are still open, the castle keep, that square box on the corner, the 900-year-old castle keep, is currently behind big hoardings, and that's because we're embarking upon a big redevelopment project, Norwich Castle Royal Palace Reborn, where we want to basically set the clock back 900 years and to recreate the building as it would have been when it was first constructed as a royal palace, when we know King Henry I visited in 1121. So it's a huge undertaking. We've, as you say, we've got a considerable budget to make some really impressive changes. But the big one for me, I think, is the fact that we'll recreate the Palace of the Norman Kings. So it's one of medieval Europe's most important and sophisticated buildings, but you don't necessarily read it today as a castle because all the floor levels are in the wrong space. Moving forward, you'll be able to go into the castle and step back into the Great Hall with its minstrels gallery above, a place of entertainment and business and administration for the local area. We're recreating the royal apartments, so the King's Chamber and his chapel as well, with all the sights, sounds and smells and everything of the medieval Norwich, really.
Wow.
It's going to be impressive. So many people kind of expect to see a castle and they go up and they find this wonderful building, but previously, once inside, it didn't really feel like a castle. Once we've finished with the redevelopment works, you'll be able to step back and find that medieval gem, that medieval jewel once more.
Fantastic. And I would imagine with conservation in mind and getting permissions to do this kind of work, you must have had to have lots of meetings and discussions and, you know, come up with lots of reasons for wanting to undertake the work.
Absolutely. It's such an important building, obviously, for people of Norwich, people of Norfolk, but also in terms of, you know, nationally, internationally significant. So it's a grade one listed building, so you can't get that much higher than that. But the mound on which it sits on, the castle mound, is also a scheduled ancient monument. So that means that we have to work very closely with the local planning authority and with Historic England to make sure that any changes that we want to make are the best for the building, the best for the environment, so that we act very carefully with our role as custodians of the castle at its heart.
Fantastic. And I'm interested to know, have the builders on site discovered anything, and, you know, in terms of excavations?
We've also, yes, so in addition to our wonderful builders, our fantastic colleagues at Morgan Sindall, we have we've been working with Oxford Archaeology, and they've carried out all of the archaeological excavations, because before we can put a spade in the ground, we need to make sure that we're digging in the right place, we're not disturbing anything that we don't know or know about. I think, you know, fantastic things that have come out, which really showcase the fact that the building has been in constant occupancy for 900 years. So there's porpoise bones, so showing the medieval menus that may have been offered within the castle itself. But equally, we found some stairs down to a treadmill house, which reflect the fact that for over 500 years it was the prison for the city. So again, it's sort of showing the different history and heritage of the building. We found some walls that show the different changes that has happened within the many different iterations of Norwich Castle while it was a prison as well. So all of this kind of has helped to really showcase that rich history of the site.
Wow, that's incredible. And what kind of timescale are we looking at for the works to be completed now, Hannah?
So we've got little more to do. We're looking at sort of the latter part of next year, so not that much longer to wait for Norwich Castle Royal Palace Reborn. For the castle keep, we've got some other areas that are coming on, coming back to us earlier. And actually, the first area will be returning to us later this summer, and that's some new toilet facilities. So much needed when you're visiting the museum.
Absolutely.
To have enough toilets around, and as well as additional toilets, we've got additional baby changing facilities, accessible toilets, and also a changing place facility that will be a fantastic asset to the museum, hopefully to the wider Norwich environment as well.
That's brilliant. And will visitors be going into a different entrance, or will it still be the same entrance that we've known?
So we're going to slightly move the front door just off to the right. So it'll be immediately as you come over the bridge onto the castle mound, there'll be a new entrance that will take you into a far brighter, larger glass-roofed atrium space, which will contain a new museum shop. We'll have an additional restaurant as well as our cafe within the rotunda, and some much needed additional education spaces, so for our award-winning learning programmes as well.
That's great. Yes, certainly the learning, I think, is a very important part of the work you do, because I know at Vision Norfolk we've taken groups to various temporary exhibitions and talks and handling. So that's great to hear about the learning and the education side of the work, because that's so important, isn't it, for people?
And it's an important part of what we do as a museum service as well, quite across our 10 museums across Norfolk. So we're looking to really develop and enhance our learning programmes at Norwich Castle to enable more people to come and explore all that we have to offer.
Brilliant. And I understand you're working with the British Museum as well on, will that be displaying some objects in the new...
We are. Facilities? So actually there's five floors within the castle keep.
Wow.
So lots of spaces within the castle keep. I've just talked about the recreated spaces that we're putting back further within the keep. But on another floor, we have a dedicated museum gallery being created, a new partnership gallery that's being created in conjunction with the British Museum. So our curators and their curators have been working very closely to explore the stories of medieval Norwich, medieval society, and put that in that global context as well. And to draw on the collections that we hold in Norfolk, but also the collections that the British Museum have, to really kind of tell the most fascinating of stories with those objects.
That's fantastic. And obviously with Chatterbox being the local talking newspaper for blind and visually impaired, I'm obviously bound to want to ask you about how accessible will this project be in terms of people being able to feel items or handle replica items or with audio description, that those kind of things.
So accessibility is at the heart of the project as well. So we have some very fundamental physical changes that we're making to the building to make it far easier for as many of our visitors to explore all of the castle, and that includes actually a new lift that will take visitors all the way from the basement up to the battlements. So you'll be able to go onto the roof of the castle keep and sort of feel the wind up there. It'll be fantastic. But also within those recreated spaces that I mentioned, you'll kind of be able to inhabit that that environment. So yes, we're recreating the furniture and the furnishings, and you know, there'll be the medieval kitchens as well. So, you know, that truly multi-sensory opportunity to do that. And through those careful interpretation discussions and decisions that we're currently making, trying to open up the museum to as wide an audience as possible so that everyone can truly engage and explore and experience Norwich Castle.
Yes, that's fantastic. And will there be objects that can be handled, or will it just be replica items that will be handable?
So within that recreated space, you'll be able to pick up and feel all of those items. So that will be very much on the replica side, but equally within the museum gallery itself, the British Museum Partnership Gallery, through some of our interactives within that space, is again sort of different things that everyone can truly engage with.
That's brilliant. Wow. Yes, great. And I believe you're also working with other colleagues in the museum service, so presumably there's a team of you that's kind of doing lots of head scratching and working things out, is there?
There is, yes. We've got many colleagues who've been roped into getting involved with the project. So from our communications teams to our learning colleagues who are delivering our over 5 years of activities and events and celebrations going on. At the moment, we're marking 900 years since King Henry I visited Norwich Castle. So again, we've got lots of different activities going on, as well as our curatorial colleagues, our curators, who are actually down in London as I talked, working with their colleagues at the British Museum on fine-tuning the decisions for the new gallery, the new exhibition that will be permanently on display within the castle keep.
Wow, that sounds fascinating. And this is obviously going to help to put Norwich Castle Museum even more on the map than it is. So you mentioned about sort of national and international reputation. Can you sort of tell us anything a bit about how you kind of work with other heritage organisations on this project?
Yeah, so I mean, this project as a whole has sort of grown out of a partnership project that we did with other castles, not only in England, but on the continent as well. And that sort of understanding of our castle has been developed and embellished by working alongside other colleagues. Ultimately, we want Norwich Castle to be something that we in Norwich can be very proud of, the people of Norfolk can be very proud of, but equally will draw families and day trippers into the area to explore more that Norwich has to offer. Obviously, we're very fortunate with the castle, but we also have the fantastic medieval cathedral and the numerous churches that make Norwich such a wonderful wonderful city to go and explore.
Absolutely, yes. One thing I do very much value is living in Norwich, because there is so much history, isn't there? In whichever street you're on or whichever corner you turn, there's some medieval building of some kind, if some description, whether it's something down King Street or in Tombland or in the city centre or more on the outskirts with all our medieval churches. It's quite it's an incredibly heritage-rich area, isn't it?
It's a very special place, and obviously want to share that with as many people as possible, and to encourage them to go and explore, and hopefully by kind of, you know, providing that opportunity within Norwich Castle to find out more about that part of Norwich's fascinating history, we'll set them on their journey to go and find out more that the city has to offer.
Fantastic. So in terms of one of kind of when all this will be up and running, have you got a kind of a rough idea? Will it be the end of 2023 or beginning of 2024 when visitors will see the work?
Yes, so around about that time. At the moment, we're looking at obviously working with our contractors to finish the building project. But obviously, once that's completed, our curatorial colleagues, our conservation department, and our display teams and various contractors will begin to actually make those new spaces come alive. So obviously, setting the recreated spaces, making the Great Hall feel as majestic as it would have been 900 years ago, putting the display cases and the fascinating objects on display within the British Museum Partnership Gallery. But we're also creating dedicated spaces for our littlest visitors, our early years, so those who are under five, so that they have dedicated areas too that they can explore the medieval world and all that's in it. So lots of other elements to be able to bring into fruition once the building work is complete.
Well, thank you very much for your time, Hannah, and good luck with the rest of the work. And it'll be incredible to come back and have a chat to you in some 18 months or 2 years time and actually be able to come into the castle and see all the work, and maybe we can do another interview and get the sound effects from all the new work in the castle keep.
That would be utterly wonderful. Yes, I look forward to it. I look forward to showing you around and showing the fantastic new displays and all those sound effects, and maybe a bit of the wind on the top of the castle battlements as well. We'll get the full experience.
Yeah, brilliant. Thank you very much, Hannah.
Mark was talking to Hannah Jackson, the project manager of the Royal Palace Reborn.